So the next session is the regional organisations updates. We're going to start with Centre. And in case you haven't noticed, Vika is here instead of Eric for the AFTRD. And then Jan, and then another Eric to conclude the session. Peter.
Thank you, Leslie. Good morning, everyone. My name is Peter van Rosten. I'm the general manager for Centre. We're the platform for the European CCTLD managers. The main difference from the typical updates, I guess, you get from the regional organizations is that this time we've been particularly asked to just focus on some topics. And I selected four topics of our last meeting that I wanted to share with you. Obviously, the time frame of these presentations do not allow for any in-depth views, but the goal is obviously that you are able to catch up with us if you have more, if you need more information about any of them. First issue is DNS cert. Yes, it's still on our list. The reason why it's still on our list is that some supporters of the DNS cert plans cannot be convinced that we really do not like it as it stands. But it's not just about giving comments on the DNS cert project that was launched or presented by ICANN earlier this year. It's also about coming up with a more constructive alternative, and that is a cross-constituency working group. That would then list all the existing initiatives and that would work in cooperation both within with the staff members in the ICANN team that are responsible for security and the members of the community that these projects are or should support in the future. The events that we've seen, like with the security-related survey that was sent out by ICANN without the knowledge of most of the community members to the governments in Europe is something that's really not up for a repeat in the future. Our comments on DNS cert can be found on our website. Second issue, who is? Obviously, being unaffected by the any future changes that the WHIS recommendation team might bring to the GTLD world. The CCTLDs are looking very carefully into WHIS for a couple of reasons. First of all, because of the accuracy issues that we've seen across many of our members. The problem, one of the most interesting updates that we got on that was an accuracy study from Nominet in the UK that they shared with us. For me, the most important conclusion from that was that if you provide your users with the option to opt out from having their information published into WHIS, the accuracy of that data goes up impressively. Another interesting aspect was that we've seen more and more members building additional services on the existing WHIS service. Particular tools for search for educational or academic institutions. So different ways of access, leveled access to the WHIS. A third interesting point was that the WHIS is more and more being used across Europe as a tool against phishing. The lack of accurate information in the WHIS tool is used as a contractual reason to terminate the domain name, and hence has been proven extremely efficient in tackling the phishing issue. Third item on our list is a very interesting discussion we had on reputational DNS. I would expect that most of you in this room know what reputational DNS is. In summary, it would allow third parties to add a reputational tag to WHIS information. The technical details vary depending on the tools that you're looking at. But probably the thing that you're most familiar with is some of the email traffic control that is already being put in place by organizations like Spam House. They provide blacklists that then are used by ISPs to control email traffic flow. Based on a very bad experience with a mistake, well, depends on who you're talking, obviously, but by an action taken by Spam House, one of our members was seriously impacted. It proved that it's definitely not a good idea to have to hand over the control of the DNS system to a third party. So we are definitely not in favor of reputational DNS. And then a last point is, and I think Gian is going to talk about that as well, that we have been discussing in the central community recently is the issue of blocking. What is it? It's basically a government-initiated process that that would force ISPs or any third parties in the communication channels to block access to specific content, typically foreign content, through the DNS system. It would provide the DNS, the ISPs with a list of DNS addresses that cannot be accessed from that particular country. Why is it on our agenda? The European Commission has a proposal in the context of the fight against child pornography, and plenty of European member states have launched almost identical initiatives. It's a problem because it's not scalable. It's a problem because it's not efficient. It's a problem because in some cases it might be seen as a threat against the stability of the DNS system. It's a problem because it quite often lacks the judicial reviews that you would expect in a democratic society before content can be removed. And it undermines the user's trust in DNS, which is something I think we all care pretty much about. So what can we do about it? I think we should keep on talking about it to the government authorities and government employees. Centre will be drafting an issue paper that will help you explain the issue to them, so feel free to contact me if you need it. And then the last point is we have our CCTLD news, obviously with a focus on Europe. If you're interested, send an email to my colleague Patrick. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Peter. Can I ask everyone to hold comments and questions until the last presenter, but if you can start thinking of them now, that would be very much appreciated. On to Vika.
Are you here?
Just to fill in space while that's going on, we had a security penetration test at Nominet recently where we had USB sticks in the car park put there by some contractors for us to see if anyone would pick them up and download them into your computer. if you did, you downloaded a virus that would check whether you were silly enough to plug in somebody else's USB or one that you found in a car park. No one plugged one in, thankfully. We had lots of email about someone has found an USB stick. Have you lost one?
Okay, thanks, Leslie. I'm going to make a quick presentation on behalf of Eric Akumia, the manager for AFTLD. He's not here yet, unfortunately, he got held up. Yeah, this is just an overview of the current membership for AFTLD. 43% of the African CCTLDs are official or full members of AFTLD. We still have 57% to work on, but year on year we see an increase on our members. We also have associate members, as you can see them listed there, and the list keeps on growing. We have a couple of applications that are coming, or that we're expecting for some of the registry players. We will not announce at this stage. In terms of what's been happening or what we are doing, we've been holding technical workshops on registry operations. The IROC course took place in Nairobi the week before the Nairobi ICANN meeting, and we also had an AROC, which is the Advanced Registry Operations course, taking place in Bamako, Mali, in late September, the week after the IGF, if anybody went to the IGF. And then we also have the Secure Registry Operations course, which is the last leg of this training, set to take place in April next year in Accra, Ghana. Our main sponsors for this course, as you can see, listed them there. AFNIC is one of them. AFNIC, the .fr registry, in fact, they have an MOU with AFTLD for us to collaborate with them on some of this stuff. OIF and then African Association of Universities, those are just some of them. We also have ICANN, ISOC, NSRC as some of them. There's an ongoing five-year strategic plan that Eric is working on, and they're also working groups, so if you're a member of AFTLD, that focus on specific work areas. And then there are also outreach activities that take place, particularly targeting the issues of diversity. Africa has at least four international languages spoken, French and English being the most dominant ones, but you also have Portuguese and Spanish. So what the Secretariat is working on is getting materials also in those languages, but that's an ongoing work. We'll jump quickly. There's this whole .Africa GTLD stuff with the African Union has taken a lead on that one, which coincides with the MOU process that AFTLD is working on. We'll be signing with an MOU with the African Union, not really on .Africa, but on internet issues. We've worked for a couple of years to get through to that stage, and it looks now close to it, that we'll have an MOU with the, in fact, in particular, it's the African Union Commission that we'll sign an MOU with and work on them on issues of the internet and the domain name issues in particular in the African region, ranging from your trademark issues to infrastructure issues. That gives us a good springboard in our attempts to get African governments to take their CCTLD seriously. We are not pulling them to take charge of CCTLDs, but we are pulling them to invest some resources and help their CCTLDs grow. The rest of the other stuff on strategic plan, that's what we are working on. It's Eric has been working on this one. It's now before the board, the FTLD board. I am one of the board members. We also have in the house Paulos Nyirenda from Malawi is also a board member at FTLD, and Suleiman Omtanaka from CI Cote d'Ivoire is also a director. I'm also a director. So we are considering that for now, the strategic plan. In fact, I think it's a three-year strategic plan, and it will be tabled for discussion by our members in Accra in 2011. We have our annual meeting in Accra. We've been having annual meetings since 2006, and so far we are happy that we've not had to go back to the same country to hold our annual meeting. Our target is probably to go to every state in Africa before you get your next turn. There's also a focus on an operational plan for the next year, and that, again, the work that Eric is working on, sort of a short term what we're doing. Focus on research is there. We'll try to do some to focus on research. That will be finalized in due course. There are also initiatives. These are more internal, the committee of experts that Eric mobilizes people to assist in different areas of AFTLD. Sometimes we get requested by some of our members or even sometimes potential members to come and assist them in different areas of registry management. So that's one of the things that we will have people assisting us when it comes to that, and technical development and all this stuff. I've touched already on ongoing capacity building programs, the ROCs, the Registered Operations Courses, and there will be next year a DNSSEC, detailed DNSSEC workshop that AFTLD will set up. I think in the next slide, the date will be there. We'll also focus on policy workshop in the next year. We'll have two policy workshops. In terms of strategic partnerships, we have an existing MOU or memo of understanding with memos of understanding or memoranda of understanding, to be more correct, with AFRINIC and then also with AFRINIC, as I said earlier on. And then we have pending strategic partnership initiatives with the AAU, the African Association of Universities, and the African Union, which I've already alluded to, OIF, and then with our fellow regional TLD organizations, we have specific collaborations. There will be one that we will conclude in this at this meeting, focusing on information sharing and all and related activities. AFRISPA as well is the African Association of Internet Service Providers in Africa, and the AETU. So those are a couple of partnership initiatives that we are working on. And Suleiman Omtanak, in fact, is the director and the board who's in charge of all this. So that's pretty much his work. Recent and upcoming activities. Recently, as some will know already, we had our fourth annual African CCTLD event and AGM in Nairobi. That ran and was preceded by an initial Registered Operations course training. AFTLD was at the African Internet Summit in Kigali, Rwanda, and in September we held that workshop in Bamako, as I said. Upcoming events is our annual event in Accra, Ghana, next year in April. In fact, to be correct, I think it's the second week of April in Accra, Ghana. We have the DNSSEC workshop that I think will run over 2 or 3 days during the African Internet Summit 2011, which will be in Dar es Salaam in Tanzania. And then we also have another policy workshop as well alongside the IGF in Nairobi. And then the IROC workshop, another circle, will start in Burkina Faso, both the French and English tracks late next year. Those are the contact details for Eric then. Thank you, Leslie.
Thank you very much, Rika. Joan? Hello, everybody. I'm Jen from APTLD. I'm going to give a quick update on our recent activity we had in our AP region. Where's the next button? Okay. I know you're hungry and tired by now, so me too. I promise I won't bore you too much. I'm going to be focused on our last APTLD meeting in Jordan. We had our last meeting from October 30th to November 1st. We had 2 full-day meetings and 1 full-day excursion to Jerash in between 2-day meetings. There is a special reason we did that kind of arrangement. I'm going to talk about that later on. We did enjoy Jordanian hospitality and wonderful Jordanian food. We had a lot of fun there. Actually, this picture shows Roman theater in Jerash. Jerash is a Roman ruin city in like 40 minutes away from Amman. And we did take a group photo several years ago in our previous APTLD meeting. So this time we took a group photo at exactly the same place. And there is a possibility ICANN meeting next year in Asia is going to be held in Jordan.
So I'm thinking maybe if it did happen, maybe we could take a group photo of our CCSO there. Look at, you know, happy faces we have there. The topic we've been discussed during the meeting, IDN is still a big topic in our region. Since 12 out of 15 dedicated IDN so far are from our region. Furthermore, another 15 pending dedication, most of them are from our region too. We did talk about registration policy and outstanding issues on IDN, like variant and the openness of single character IDN. We did have a session in this room yesterday on the single, on the opening of a single character IDN. Also, the IDN CCTLD membership is a big concern right now in our region. We had more than 10 speakers shared experience in that session, IDN session. Andrew from .ru was there right after he went back to Russia. The registration blasts off like rocket. So it seems they're really inspired by our IDN session. So if you're doing IDN, do come to join us. We also discussed the DNSSEC and the security. From the quick survey during our meeting, there are only two CCTLDs deployed DNSSEC in our region. So there's still some work need to be done in that area. Also, there's new topic has been discussed during the meeting, risk management of domain abuse. It's similar to center's blocking topic. We did discuss how to handle the sensitive names and phishing. Also, different method on DNS blocking has been introduced. Also, the concerns on different blocking method. We did have discussion on that. I think there's an opportunity, chance. We could work with other regions on that topic in the future. Also, we talk about risk and the opportunities, what a new GTLD will brought to our CCTLDs. And the last, we had advanced registry operation training. Thanks for the support from ICANN and ISOC. It was a really big success. We have more than 15 people attended from the region attended that training, which including the people from Yemen, Syria, which we been never be able to reach them before. So it's a really nice outreach approach. At last, I'm going to talk about the fun we had there. This is Jarash. Oops. Here comes me. As I mentioned before, there's a reason we did the outing day in today's meeting. Because we want to force everybody to go out together. Our region is so broad and so diversified, you know, in terms of languages, cultures, everything. So you could imagine, diversity is good, but sometimes makes things really difficult for us, like communications and the cooperations. Sometimes we're away too serious and we work hard. So we decided to go out together to give everybody a chance to chat, to know each other better, and to make friends. So that's why, you know, we went to Jerash. I couldn't see well. That's all happy faces there. So while, you know, center is busy studying how to block somebody's website, and, you know, LACTLD is concentrating on their marketing promotion. We're busy at, you know, dining, outing, and have fun of our life. So do come to join us. Our next meeting will be February 17th and 18th in Hong Kong. We may have a cruise on the Hong Kong River, or we may have a firework over the Victoria Bay. So welcome to join us, and thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Jan, and volunteers for a CCNSO group. I think we may need a CCNSO excursion working group here.
Yeah.
Okay, over to Eric from LACTRD, lastly but not leastly.
Gracias. Aunque soy de habla hispana y estamos en un país de habla hispana, trataré de hablar en inglés. Welcome to Colombia, to Latin America. This is a Spanish-speaking country, but I try to speak in English. I repeat the same joke always, that my English is better than my Spanish. I will try to make a quickly update of Latin American region. And between Elba and Wilm will help us to give a little gift for all of you that we have from the region. The first thing, in this last assembly 3 days ago, we accept a new affiliate, is .com. So we have now 35 members, 27 CCTODs, and 8 affiliates. Our next assembly will be in Cancun. You are invited to participate in May. In May in Cancun. Very nice place, very warm. No, when you see the next workshop this year, you will say. We will have a policies and regulatory workshop, and in that assembly, you are invited. We have a new staff in LACTRD. We incorporate 3 persons, a technical officer, an administrative officer, that is who coordinates our booth, Elba Tokunaga, and a policy officer that will be started in the next year. With that, the bet of LACTLD is increase the staff to have better service to our members and increase the professionalization of our institution. Part of that is our strategic plan. We have a 4 years strategic plan. We're in the final process to approve for the assembly that have 24 priorities for the next years. Our last workshop from the last ICANN meeting was 3, AROC workshop in Guatemala. We have 14 CCTLDs, more than 30 press participants. The host was CCTLD GT from Guatemala. We have the support of ICANN, ISOC, and NSRC. Our 4th technical workshop was in Montevideo, was focused in the NSSEC, NECAS, and EPP. We have 17 CCTLDs with more than 50 participants. And in the past week, we had here the economic aspects workshop. At the beginning, this workshop called it commercial aspects. But not all the CCTLDs feel that they have commercial activities. They feel that they have some activities related to some part of the market and need to change the commercial vision to more economic vision. For example, one of the principal issues in discussion was how to use the funds of the CCTLDs in social responsibility, for example, projects with the community. Also, we're talking about vertical integration, we're talking about registered networks and others. The workshop was in English and Spanish. We have around 86 persons from more than 40 different organizations, CCTLDs, Registrar, United Nations organizations like WIPO, ICANN, and other institutions. you can have access to the all the presentation in that address. So our next workshop will be in February in Nicaragua, probably in the Caribbean coast of Nicaragua. In May, we have in Cancun our political and regulatory workshop. In June, we have a dispute resolution workshop with WIPO in Costa Rica, maybe in the Pacific, some in the Pacific coast. In September, we have our technical workshop, and November, our commercial aspect workshop. Sorry, it's my mistake, economic aspect workshop. We have now discussions for that workshops. We will have one of these in La Habana, the other one in Belize. We don't know which one yet. And finally, the four regional organizations at advance in a regional memorandum of understanding. This is our first step to try to make a better bonds between our organizations, to collaborating, exchanging information related to CCTL administration and operation, best practice amongst their members, global service, and other mechanisms to sharing relevant information. This document have six principal activities. Organize a quarterly conference call or in-person meeting to exchange or plan the exchange of relevant information. Share information about upcoming meetings and presentation. Participate in each other meetings as much as possible. Collaborate in service. We tried this year to have a global survey, but we have some, it was not possible, but we decide to have this next year the first global picture, taking the same survey to all the CCTLDs around the world. Circulate amongst themselves information they might acquire, and jointly maintain a website. We will create a together website for the CCTLDs. So, like part of this, I request Elba. Elba, where are you? And I would like to invite you to be witness of signing of this document at this moment.
Not singing.
Signing. And singing, please. Singing all the night. Sign it and singing.
I understand.
But I can sign if you prefer.
We thought we might have to sing something for a brief moment there.
It's only a couple of minutes, and this is idea of the regional organization to serve better you.
While they're busy signing paper, thank you, Eric, for your presentation. And it's a very significant moment, I think, for that MOU to be signed. So it's a well done to all concerned. Okay.
Finished.
Thank you. Can I ask if there are any comments or questions for any of the panel, please? No comments about day trips, DNS cert surveys.
One, two.
Okay, can you join me in thanking the panel? Thank you. Okay, before we move on to the lunch sponsor, Byron, if you wish to get ready to do your lunch sponsor thing, we have a brief service announcement, particularly given that our chair is outside of the room, so this is secret for everyone in the room. As you may be aware, Chris will be standing down as the CCNSO chair in San Francisco in order that he can take up his post on the ICANN board after that meeting. and he has been the chair of the CCNSO since 2003, which is almost 8 years of unpaid and voluntary service to the community. I suspect he didn't realise when he took on the job how much time it would take of his. And we are going to be thanking him properly for his service in San Francisco. And we'd very much hope if we're able to give him a small present to mark that occasion. And as is traditional, Gabby will be having a collection. If you are able to contribute, that will be very, very welcome, please. The suggested contribution is $20. If you are able to afford that, more, of course, would be okay. And we're not going to have a contribution working group. But we will make a presentation to him and have a proper celebration and thank you to Chris in San Francisco. So any contributions to Gabby, please, in the meantime. Thank you.
I see a USB key in the computer next to me, and I'm never going to look at one the same. I guess the moral is no unprotected USB keys. I know that I'm the only thing separating you from lunch, and Sierra or Dottier is the sponsor for lunch, so I'm going to keep it very short and sweet. Enjoy lunch. All right, one more comment. And Gabby has the tickets.
And it's first come, first served. We have 100, so don't run down me down here, but first come, first served. It's in Las Animas, which is the room. You have to go downstairs, out the corridor to the left, down the stairs, and it's the room you can see from up here. And Christina will collect the tickets.